Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
It's the Bama Online Podcast. It is a breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast. And typically when we do these on weekends during the 2021 cycle, it's been good news for the Alabama Crimson Tide football program on the recruiting trail. And that was the case once again today as the Alabama Crimson Tide picks up its 22nd commitment for the 2021 cycle, Tim Watts. And also its fifth five-star for the ongoing cycle in the form of JaQuincy McKinstry, the five-star cornerback, in-state cornerback from Pinson Valley High School. And so with that, Tim Watts, the train just keeps rolling right along.
Yeah, this was a big one. I know Alabama fans have been waiting a long time watching this closely. Number one player in the state, five-star cornerback. He's in Birmingham. I think this got narrowed down really quick to Alabama, LSU, and Auburn. The situation where he couldn't travel certainly kept him from taking visits that I anticipate he probably would have visited. I think he might have made trips to Clemson, Georgia, some other places. But this is a guy that put a lot of thought into this. Back in April, there was a lot of people, including me, who thought he was pretty close to committing to Alabama, sort of backed off that. There was a lot of talk in the summer that he was leaning to Auburn, and then, of course, he committed to Alabama. I think it comes down to this with him. I don't really think he told a lot of people what he was thinking, so you had to speculate. And whenever you speculate with recruiting, you can get yourself in trouble. So, it's hard to figure out what these guys are thinking. But absolutely great job by Carl Scott. Nick Saban obviously played a hand in here, team effort. But this is Carl's area. He did a great job for Alabama last year. And this was a big one. Again, you got a five-star in-state cornerback that you want to land. And Nick Saban's known for his work with the defensive back. So, this was a hard, well-won battle.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's been many guys since I've been involved in this stuff, and certainly as much as you've been involved with it, that had as many things thrown at him in terms of enticement between maybe playing both ways, because he is that type of playmaker. He is a guy that you watch him on tape because his ball skills are more reminiscent of what you see, more in line with what you see with some of the top wide receiver prospects in the country. He had that thrown at him. And then, of course, we also know he's a really good basketball player. He's had that option presented to him. The kitchen sink comes to mind when I think about what JaQuincy McKinstry had presented to him in terms of recruiting pitches.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're right. He's a good high school basketball player. I think football is definitely his future. We've seen a lot of kids that plan to play two sports. It's just really hard to do it. I mean, there's so much going on, especially, football is so time consuming. Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl, some of the basketball schools that offer him are definitely serious programs. So to me, he's that out. Now, I've seen him play basketball, and he's a fun guy to watch. It's not quite to the explosion level of Henry Ruggs, but that's sort of what you get with him. And anybody that's seen Henry Ruggs high school films is insane. I'm not saying Kool-Aid has that same vertical, but he's athletic, fills the lane, can handle the ball enough, and is really good in transition. So yeah, he was offered basketball scholarships. I mean, again, you're right, wide receiver isn't his skill set. That's a guy, he could be an SEC wide receiver. But I think he's going to get obviously his first look's going to be at defensive back. And I think that's where he'll probably settle in college.
Tim, we sort of look at, the recruitment of Kool-Aid, and there was a coaching change of particular note, an Iron Bowl, I guess you could say, coaching change. Went from Patrick Nix, of course, the former Auburn quarterback whose son Bo was a teammate of JaQuincy's there at Pinson Valley. You go to Sam Shade, the former Alabama standout defensive back from the early 90s. Did any of that play a factor in this, do you think, or was this just simply about maybe Kool-Aid making the decision that he felt was best for his own personal interests?
You know, I think Kool-Aid's going to do what's best for him. I think he listened to people, but I also know from talking to several people around him, he's not really that kind of kid that you can gently nudge in the right direction. You know, you might think you're pushing him, but I think that actually would have the reverse effect. You know, I think it's almost like telling your daughter, don't date that dude.
And you know, Tim, without knowing the young man, without having ever spoken to JaQuincy McKinstry, I'm still going to guess he's very much aware of what Alabama players, especially at his position, have gone on to do in the National Football League. Just take a look at Marlon Humphrey here in the last couple of years. You got a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick that's been able to get there at a couple of different positions. So, yeah, I'm going to guess the National Football League and the National Football League draft didn't hurt Alabama in this particular instance either. We're going to head to a break on this breaking news edition of the Bama Online podcast. When we come back, we'll ask Tim Watts where things sit right now for this 2021 football recruiting class and where the focus might be shifting next. We'll do that more on Bama Online podcast right after this.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Back with more of a breaking news edition of the Bama Online podcast. If you haven't already, how about a subscription to the podcast? One click, maybe two, and you'll be a part of our weekly drops of the Bama Online podcast. If you wouldn't mind, leave a rating and a review while you're there as well. We would certainly appreciate that. So, Tim Watts, as we bring you back on here, let's get a better idea of exactly where this class sits and, again, where it may be headed next in the coming days and weeks.
Yeah, Travis, you know, this Alabama's number one recruiting class in the country. They've got 22 commitments. They lead the nation with 5 5-star commitments. And I think people are taking the 5-stars for granted. It's hard to get a 5-star. There's only 32 in the nation, pretty much at the end of the cycle. So getting 5 is a big deal. They're battling Ohio State for the number one class. Let me be clear. I said this last year, and I'll say it again this year. I don't really particularly care if Alabama's class is number one or number two. Last year it was number two, but it was as good as any class in the nation, and that's going to be the case this year. I mean, Ohio State having a very elite recruiting class. Alabama's having a very elite recruiting class. So they probably got 3 or 4 more spots to fill. Obviously, Kool-Aid's a big one. There's not really any plan right now. I mean, Alabama's in the mix heavily for the California, the Washington kid, I make you say his name, JT.
Tui Maalalo. Yeah, JT.
Yeah.
Tui Maalalo.
So there.
I think that's it.
You just say it so well.
Even if it's wrong, it sounds right. Okay. You know?
So you got Alabama involved with him, several defensive linemen, Brian Thomas, the Louisiana wide receiver. Alabama's doing a good job there, and they're dead in the mix. And also, they're going to look at safety, Sage Ryan, Terrion Arnold. There's other guys that they've got out there. Now, the thing that might be frustrating, there's not really – Alabama's battling for some of the most elite players left on their board, and they're battling some big-name schools. I wouldn't say they're particularly lead for many of them. But they're in the mix for several of them. I mean, I would think right now Alabama's in good shape for Brian Thomas, but there's a lot of guys they're still. And don't forget, Nick Saban likes to keep us on our toes. You and I know that better than anybody, because every November, every December, there's an Eddie Jackson, there's a Mark Ingram, there's a list of guys that we had never talked about.
Josh Jacobs.
Yep, showed up in October and November because they were going to watch all the senior film of these guys. And I'll tell you something else about this class that's good. I've seen everyone who's played. I've seen their games this year. They're all really doing well. I mean, when you watch them, which is a good sign, when you watch a high school game and you see the best player out there, it should be a guy committed to an Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, Georgia, or whatever. So Alabama's guys are doing really well on the field too.
So there you go, JaQuincy McKinstry, Alabama's 22nd commitment for the 2021 football recruiting cycle, the five-star cornerback from Pinson Valley High School. Tim Watts, as always, dropping the knowledge here on the Bama Online Podcast, site publisher for us at BOL. I'm Travis Schreier, senior analyst for BamaOnline.com. Thanking you once again for joining us on the podcast. If you haven't already, how about a subscription to the Bama Online Podcast? Simple as a click or two. It's free, and you can consume it wherever you do your podcasting. Also, be sure to hang out with us right there on the premium message board of choice for Alabama Crimson Tide fans everywhere. That, of course, the roundtable at BamaOnline.com as well. Travis Schreier for Tim Watts, thanking you once again. Keep it locked to BamaOnline.com, and we'll join you real soon right here once again on the Bama Online Podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.